This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. This guy's been on my show for a long, long time. Last time he was on the show was back in July of this year, and I'm talking about no other than BioLargo, Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. With us today is the chairman and CEO, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Dennis Calvert. Dennis, welcome back to the show.
Everett, it's always good to be here, and thanks for having me.
You know, I see the shareholder letter that was published around the first of this month. In my humble opinion, and this is my opinion only, and I'm entitled to it, this letter is a must-read for any potential investor to review at the company's website, and that's at BioLargo.com. That being said, wow, have you guys been busy? I mean, PFAS solution is about to go to the market, a new consumer product partnership, a new JV to serve agriculture in Northern California, and probably who knows what else is going on with those four or five divisions you just got going on. So welcome back to the show. Please bring myself and my listeners up to speed.
I have to concur. Wow is right. Wow is right. In fact, you know, for really a small company, now we're not so small anymore. We're growing. You know, we've got about 36 people that are working here and really heavy laden in intellectual property talent.
Right.
Six or seven PhDs, I don't know, 13 engineers. And, you know, our mandate really is to focus on some of the most difficult challenges in industry and bring forth the knowledge first, because we are subject matter experts in so many areas because of our, highly skilled team, right? And then a toolkit. That toolkit is technical innovations. And by the way, that toolkit also includes technologies from other companies. Mm-hmm. You know, the concept is, look, solve the problem for the client, give them best value, right? And then third, the entrepreneurship to really be a project guy, right? Be able to go into the market and say, look, I can take it from start to finish. And in some cases, I'm willing to even finance it. And so that's an unusual combination with extraordinarily skilled people that has opened up market opportunities that are just amazing, right?
Well let me ask you that. Go ahead.
No, we predicted it years ago. Look, we brought in the engineering group. Remember, we picked up a technical lead team from a 55,000-man engineering firm.
Right.
I mean, think about that. They've been all over the world. So at this small company is an extraordinary talent group. And then as we say, if you haven't looked at BioLargo in 6 months, you only know half the story because it's so dynamic. But, you know, we're inventing. We're supporting clients. We're getting paid for innovation. We're partnering with companies. We got all these partnerships that have been formed. Some are mature. Some are just right out of the gate, so they have to grow up. But they really present extraordinary leverage for BioLargo to create sales and distribution and profit. And so it's pretty cool.
You know, when you first came on the show back 3 or 4 years ago, you know, we talked about your company being a life science company, but you guys are more than just a life science company and a basic material chemical company. That being said, out of the first questions I asked you earlier, which one of these will drive the most revenue and value for BioLargo going forward for your stockholders?
Yeah, that's a good question. So they're all awesome, right? And they all have sort of a different way of leveraging our core competency. So some use our technical innovation, right? Some use our knowledge skill. Some are sort of licensing, right? Which means our partners are putting up most of the heavy lifting on the financing and the launch. So that's a really hard question to answer, but let me just give you a glimpse. You know, we did the PFAS solution, of course, is huge. I mean, everybody looks at that. You know, there was a press release on Monday morning by the head of the EPA outlining the mandate for how PFAS is going to be managed and looked at by the federal government, including bills before Congress to really mandate it as a hazardous material. A hazardous material means the handling and disposal becomes, you know, super critical, very difficult to comply with, which means special work for special people like us, right? Understand that. And the other thing it does is it says, this is going to get federal funding. Okay. Now it's already estimated to be about a $60 billion a year market. And we are at the forefront of presenting a technical innovation that has a chance to be the industry leader. I mean, we believe that. It's going to be the low cost, high efficiency, you know, small footprint competing with incumbent technologies that are, you know, 30 years old and not built for this molecule. We're built for it. And so we have a selective extraction. Anyway, we're in commercial trials. We set up a testing program. We're working with an agency, the federal government is our first customer. We've got one of the largest water districts that's widely considered one of the top 10 innovators in the world, doing some testing now. Got a number of clients lining up. And our thesis for that solution really is to say, look, we're going to take it all the way through the first stage commercial adoption, and then we're going to partner all over the world. Mm. So who are you going to pick for your partner? I think there'll be 30 partners.
Wow.
You know, this is a solution that demands, you know, a global reach. And so, you know, many people think that's, quote, one of the biggest.
Are you going to lease out your technology?
Yeah, we'll license and partner. Right. We'd like to hang on to manufacturing and technical support, of course. We also are offering an exchange program. So when we go into the field, we say to the customer, you know, we'll handle the swapping out and the disposal of this hazmat material. It's a turnkey solution, right? So we design it, we build it, we operate it, and we collect the waste, and we handle it for a very, very, you know, significant, highly regulated market. But listen, there's other things that are really cool, and they're more immediate. So the PFAS, we're going to be going to market soon. We'll be publishing data on the first test results, and it's expanding activity, which is awesome. We also have this partnership with Garrett Callahan. I mean, my goodness, Garrett Callahan is the largest privately held water company in America. They've got 100-plus years of history, this incredible customer service. We're launching product Q1. They came to us and said, look, if you'll make it, we'll sell it. And so we've created a device that's a solid separation technology primarily focused on industrial wastewater. And we've got a built-in sales force of, you know, pushing 300 sales reps with a national footprint and a 100-year-old company partner with this impeccable reputation for service for their customers, right? And that one's, we've been working on that now for about 9 months. It's about to launch. It's awesome. Okay. And they're a great company. And we think we're only scratching the surface with what we can do with them. So, you know, there's a step one, and then there's five steps behind it, right? And then this consumer products. So just imagine our cuprinone technology is widely considered the most efficacious, the most successful odor control solution ever seen by the market. I mean, that's number one. Okay. It's number one. We believe it. We've proven it. We got data to support it. We've been side by side. All right. So this little company called Ikigai. Ikigai. I-K-I, right? Ikigai is a Japanese word. Okay. It has a synonymous with the reason for life, the reason for being. Okay.
Okay.
Ikigai came to us and said, our team has been launching consumer products for 25 years. They have in their portfolio five blockbusters that have done close to $1 billion or over. Okay, billion with a B, things like Febreze and Swiffer and Copper Fit and Zevo, Snuggies. Okay, they launched these marketing campaigns really focused on driving consumers to a retail channel. So they selected our technology as a cornerstone to launch their first product, in which they've set up an investment group to focus on really launching it for their own brand, with the idea of ramping it up to significance and then selling it to a major national brand as it can head into the billions. Okay. So this is another example where, you know, years of work has translated to a new partnership with an incredibly talented team that's well financed and wants to put the resources behind this and go big. So they're test marketing, right? The way that works is they prepare all sorts of marketing plans, and they go in and they test them. Does this one work? Does this one work? Does this one work? And they focus on narrowing in on the, quote, winner. And that's what's going on now, right? So it's not a home run yet. It has a chance to be a home run pretty quick. And so we're going to keep the market posted as that product goes into test marketing. But everyone should rest assured, we all believe it has a chance to really be a blockbuster hit. And in that relationship, we're a manufacturer, we're a technology provider, and we participate as a minority partner in the exit. And, you know, again, our partner's doing the heavy lifting.
I got about a minute and a half left, and I want to get to my two final questions. One, is there any new strategy or partners on the horizons of building new relationships?
Well, absolutely. The ones we've got are so great. I mean, they're just one, you know, they're people we trust. We've done a lot of work to develop those relationships. But the technology is so far reaching, so sure. So just think about PFAS. We've intentionally held off, right? Why? Well, because we have the money, we have the tools, and we have the knowledge to get it through early commercial adoption. At that point, that's the moment at which we want to talk to major partners who can sell this in throughout the world and essentially become a wholesale manufacturer and a technical support team for somebody that's got feet on the street globally. That's where it's going. So absolutely, there's many in the works. There's been significant interest. But for that one, we're going to go through that first validation before we make the deal. That's a strategic move to enhance our value. It also protects our intellectual property. And so, you know, we think 2022 is definitely a breakout year. If you read that shareable letter, you'll see multiple shots on goal. Each of them are designed to leverage the core competency or resources of our partners. And it's a win-win relationship. And we think that makes for great business.
Dennis, real quick, like I said, you've been coming on the show for about four years. We've been talking about all this coming to fruition, putting the scientists together, creating a commercial product, generating revenues. That being said, why has this taken so long? And why now do you believe the pace is starting to quicken faster than the last 3 or 4 years?
You know, timing is everything. And of course, I always say, If somebody said, oh, it's going to take you all this time and all this money to get where you are, you might not have done it. It's so difficult. I mean, this idea of being the innovator, the cutting edge of a game-changing opportunity is not for the faint of heart. So, number one, it's just very difficult. I mean, you're up against incumbents, regulatory mm-hmm. barriers, capital barriers. They go on and on. All right, so why now? Because we're overcoming them. I mean, think about it. We've retired almost $7 million in debt. We're essentially debt-free. We've got an SBA loan. Nothing that really hampers the company. But it also right. explains some of the pressure on the stock, right? We've got that. That's behind us. That's the key. It's behind us. What else? There's a certain amount of critical mass required. And as a result of staying the course and gradually growing our talent pool, we can stand, as I always say, there's not a client in the world that can't benefit from working with us. That means that we compete at the highest level with our knowledge, and our toolkit is extraordinary and it's taken years to validate. And so it's set to go, right? Not easy. And then of course our creativity, the way we do business, you know, it's designed to serve customers unequivocally with their best interests at heart. So that means solutions that work, value, commitment, easy to work with. And that's showing up in the way we do business with our partners and the way we do business with clients. And, you know, I got to tell you, if you looked at the backlog of business that is our potential universe, it's just astronomically significant. And I think, you know, really, you know how our mindset is now? How are we going to grow? How are we going to get staff? How are we going to deal with supply chain? I mean, we got some serious growth looking at us. And so it's very exciting. And, We've done it. We're knocking on the door.
That's good. Before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview, real quick?
I think it's real simple. Do a deep dive. This is not, you can't fly by on BioLargo. There's so much going on here. It's remarkable. And the deeper, right, as I say, you haven't looked at it in 6 months, you only have half the story. The hardest work is done. It's purposeful work, all sustainable solutions for some of the greatest problems, a great team, committed for the long haul. The company is clean and ready to expand dramatically, and we think that's what we're going to do.
Dennis Calvert's been my guest today. He is the chairman and CEO of BioLargo, a great, best-in-class company, that's my personal opinion, with a huge upside, not much of a downside, in my opinion. You can find him on the OTCQB. Give him a look. Their ticker symbol is BLGO. Dennis, thank you so much for coming back on the show. Hopefully I see you here in the next 40 to 60 days.
We love it. Always I love coming back anytime. Go BioLargo.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.